Food values are an important part of every kid's early education. What foods are healthy? When do we eat? And where does food come from? But any parent or teacher will tell you that it's not always easy to get the message across to kids. And how do you know if it's stuck? Cale Wilk has the story of two adults and the kid they tried to educate.
Yona Carr has been teaching her son, Aiden, about food since birth. Because Aiden was so small when he was born, his parents were advised to feed him whatever he wanted. For Aiden, it meant
everything dairy. So a lot of cheese, a lot of yogurts, a lot of macaroni and cheese, a lot of stuff.
But Aiden had allergies. Different symptoms would appear depending on the season.
He was just miserable. And we just thought, oh, it's seasonal allergies. We live in southern Indiana, so that's what it is.
Yona talked with one of her friends who was a nutrition scientist. He said,
cut out the dairy and see what happens. And he was absolutely right.
No more dairy meant no more allergic reactions. As Aiden puts it,
I felt great.
Aiden learned what he can and can't put in his body. Now he's learning how to grow food. I visited Yona and Aiden's house and saw his two tomato plants.
I did get these at school. I got a yellow pear tomato and a black cherry tomato. Yeah, they're growing pretty tall. I still don't understand why they're not ripe yet.
He's been growing them since April, so the tomatoes should ripen soon. After Aiden brought the tomato plants home, Yona decided to add more tomato plants to their garden this year. Including Aiden's, they have 10 different types. Yona likes that Aiden is becoming a conscious eater.
As a mom, trying to encourage him to try new things, I really do think that when kids learn how to grow stuff, when kids learn how to cook things, they become better eaters.
I visited Aiden's second grade class at Harmony School this past spring. His teacher, Laura Beth Wayne, also wanted to make her students more conscious eaters. She taught a food and farming unit to her students, a subject very close to her roots because she is also a farmer. She co-owns We Farm in Owen County.
It plays into something that's a big part of my life outside of school, and that I wanted the kids to have a little understanding of what that is. All of us are eaters. And I wanted the kids to think about their food in a different way.
The kids learned a lot, from how seeds grow to how we get beef and natural fertilizer from cows. They also went to Laura Beth's farm.
Well, I mean, the ultimate goal is that there's a difference between them planting the food, them growing the food, them eating the food, and preparing the food and eating the food, than opening a can and eating the food.
I attended the second grade graduation ceremony at the end of May. There, Laura Beth gave the students basil and zinnia seeds. Her hope was the kids would grow them over the summer.
I think it would all go along with whatever resonated with the students. And I think that if it's something that they enjoyed and wanted to know more about, then they will seek it out. And that's part of being a kid.
Another part of being a kid is that you forget things. So I remember that at the graduation ceremony that you received some seeds. What have you done with the seeds?
The seeds?
Yeah.
Actually, I brought them home and I don't know where they went, actually. I came home from the graduation and then I hadn't thought about those seeds in a while, you know?
For Earth Eats, I'm Cale Wilk.
You can see pictures of Aiden Carr on our website and listen to more stories from Cale Wilk, who is our wonderful intern right now, eartheats.org.